I mean, it's just, he defines the double standard.
Joining us on the phone lines on this Patriot Friday, defensive lineman for the New England Patriots, Ty Warren. Ty, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Joe?
We're doing okay. Hey, I'd be interested to know, if you can, compare the week of work that you guys had leading up to last Sunday's very, very impressive, last Monday's very, very impressive win against the Denver Broncos and what you're experiencing this week. And what I'm after here, Ty, can you tell by what happens in practice, the attitude, the energy, the involvement, how you guys are going to play when the game rolls around?
Yeah, I mean, we had an awesome week of practice last week leading up to the game. And to be honest with you, we had good weeks of practice leading up to the previous games. I think the only difference between last week's preparation and this week's preparation, the mental preparation was there, but it was just a little more energy. Guys were having more fun and not running around like robots, you know?
Yeah, Richard Seymour addressed that a little bit, and when you say not running around like robots, he said you, as a team, agreed last week in practice that you needed to play this football game Monday night against Denver with a purpose. And he said from A to Z, from beginning to end, including when you get to the ball carrier, when you get to the running back or the quarterback, get there with a purpose. What exactly does he mean by that, Ty?
Well, I mean, just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we kind of run around like robots in practice before, and you know, that turned right into our attitude when we went to the games, and you know, we just figured, you know, hey, we just need to be loose, have fun, go out there, have fun with each other, and not let one play get us down, you know, and that's what we did.
Why don't you do that every week?
We will. We will. From now, we will.
Hey, when you watch St. Louis film, do you watch all their games? Because the last couple have been a lot different than the first few. Obviously, a switch was flipped when they got rid of Linehan and brought in Hazlitt. Do you want to see your opponent at its best, or do you want to see them kind of struggling and to help to give you more confidence?
Well, I mean, we always want to see your opponent at his best. You know, if they're struggling, you know, that's their problem. We go approach the game the same. You know, they've definitely been playing different since they had the new interim coach take over for them, the head coach. And you know, he had success down in New Orleans as well before he even went up to the St. Louis Rams. So they got a good coach. So at the end, they're playing hard for him. And we look for them to do the same when they come up there.
Is what you see worrying you from the Rams? What have you seen on tape that you're concerned about, Ty?
Worry what?
About the game. About St. Louis. About the Rams. Their offense.
Oh, there's no worries. There's no worries, man. We're just going to take care of, of what we got to take care of and let everything else take care of itself. You know, at the end of the day, it's football, you know. And you just run and hit.
Hey, I know Bill's public stance when it comes to injuries and Brady being out or Maroney being out, and pretty much I'm dealing with the guys who are here. But you can't help but notice when you open the papers the last two or three days, story after story, account upon account of Tom Brady and the knee situation. Do you guys privately, when the media's not there, the cameras aren't in your face and the reporters are in the clubhouse or in the locker room, do you talk a lot about Brady's situation in particular, what's happened the last couple of days? Is it a subject of discussion?
No, not really. I mean, the focus is really truly on the guy that's in the locker room. And, you know, Brady ain't finna drop out of the sky no time soon. And same deal with Rodney or anybody. So it's just, we got to play with the guys that's out there. And that's just the nature of the business and the nature of the game, I would say. You know, when guys get injured and stuff like that, there's not really much talk going on around the locker room about Brady's situation.
Was it a bittersweet locker room after the Monday night game, knowing that you'd won, played impressively, but yet you lost Rodney?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rodney is, you know, is an integral part of the defense, and you know, he's been a big part of the defense for the past 6 years, and he's definitely a leader out there. So it was painful to see him and his wife in the training room afterwards, knowing that the season was over.
Ty Warren, thanks for the time. Good luck Sunday against the Rams.
All right, thanks.
Ty Warren with Dennis and Callahan. Meet a Pro Sports Flash is next. Headlines after that.